never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And Michael Valdivia with my magical moment in history.
You have to have like a dreamy sound, like a, you know.
No, I'm getting the 2000, the Odyssey 2000, but I couldn't find a good copy, so I'm going to search some more this week.
It's 2001.
Or 2001.
Maybe we'll just use this then.
Maybe I'm looking up the wrong thing.
No, cut that. No. Space Oddity. Let's go to history.
No, that is definitely not. Okay, did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
40 years ago, which is 1963, the first standardized version of the ASCII code was made. It became a standard by the American Standards Association, of course. And what it does is it allows computers from different manufacturers, you have an IBM, a Dell, whatever, to talk, because we all know that computers speak or communicate in ones and zeros. So this ASCII code allows...
Hey. Family show, remember, family
well,
show.
Well, no, it's spelled A-S-C-I-I. Yes.
Yes.
So when you...
Hey, there's no I in team... Mister.
Yeah, there's no me in ASCII.
Yeah.
ASCII me no questions. I tell you no.
I like bit.
No.
No, we can't.
The 40 years ago, ASCII code was created.
Yeah.
Do you know what ASCII stands for?
Well, it was standardized. It was actually created before that, but it was finally standardized.
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Can you imagine?
1960. You know what else happened in 1960? Somebody had a dream.
Yes. I believe
same
it was
year.
Mr. Martin.
Well,
Luther
also
King.
the first mouse was created.
Really?
63, yeah.
Mice
I
were
did not
long,
know that.
Mice have been around for long before that.
No.
Mice traps were around before that, so mice must have been around.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine
yes.
in 1963 the level of geek that was involved in this project?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
First of all, computers, what?
Yeah.
Code, what?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about standardizing. They all have flat tops, right?
Yes.
Right? They all have bushed hair, flat tops. They all have white shirts
yes.
on, their short sleeve, black
with the
tie.
Pocket protector.
They all have glasses.
As geeky as you can get.
Actually, those thick glasses were cool back then, weren't they?
And they're yeah. arguing, no, I think the Asantagu should go on character number 143.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
All right, let's go to Jim on the phone here, shall we?
Jim, where's he holding that?
There Jim had an interesting question that I think a lot of people experience, and I thought it'd be good to have Jim ask that question publicly.
Okay. In Outlook Express, when I get a message, there's a lot of duplicates. I'll get two or three in a day sometimes.
You're talking about the same message from the same person?
Same message, same person, identical.
And the date and time are exactly the same?
Everything.
Okay. And you want to know what you can do about it?
Correct.
Nothing.
If it was happening to every single message, then we might have some suggestions for you of some things that may be happening to cause that.
Or if it's spam, like in my case, I have several aliases. That
somebody knows that Ken needs a lot of Viagra.
Yeah. The spam messages that come in, clearly they have all of my aliases. So I don't have just my primary, I have a bunch of aliases, and they all flow into the same email box. So I'll have four or five of the same spam message with the same date and time, all clustered together, and that's not uncommon either. But basically, that can be caused by your service provider, their service provider, their email program. So unless it's happening on every single message, don't worry about it.
And if I save my email, the only way of getting rid of those extra ones is just simply delete them individually.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take the extra one, delete it, and then do your saving.
Okay.
Okay?
If you really
All
got
right.
cool with your filter message or your message rules, you could tell it. There's a way, and I saw a thing before somebody had, they were getting duplicates, especially like spam, and you can tell it to compare to other messages. And if you go out and do a little search at Google for duplicate email spam filter, I bet you something like that might help
wow.
out. You can make some message rules that will automatically do that for you.
All right, that sounds
if you really want to get geeky.
Yeah, really. Or if you want to, you know, start working on ASCII code or something.
Yeah.
Right. Not
all
yet.
All right, Jim.
Okay, thanks
for asking that question. It was a good one. Well, doggone it, I wanted to get Lancelot on. He had a Windows XP installation.
Sir Lancelot?
Well. I did talk to him off the air, and Lancelot, if you'll hang tight, now you get private one-on-one attention.
What kind of cool name is that?
That's a cool name.
I like it.
Anyway, so that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, the Data Doctors here every week. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Valdivia giving you lots of information and technology and questions and answers when it comes to computers.
If you missed any of that technology information or answers, you can check out resources at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and see the links to the things we talked about, including also links to listen to the show offline and past shows and previous shows and all kinds of great stuff there.
That's right. It's the Computer Corner on Demand here in the Audio Archives section. So I'll be uploading that as soon as we get off the air so you can listen to any and all of our shows. And, of course, it's the Data Doctors reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.